Hello and welcome back. I'm Astro Honey and you are listening to Intuitive Astro Rants. I am continuing the signs and their detriments, and up next is Cancer and the detriments of Cancer. So on the flip side, Cancers are very loving. They have like a mother nature type. They're water signs. Their sign is the Cancer crab. They're cardinal, and they are in between tropically Gemini and Leo, so that's the end of June, beginning of July slot, if you follow tropical placements. And Cancers, while they can be very loving and nurturing and kind of allow people to, not like allow, but like encourage, inspire others. And it's not necessarily through like the Leo modeling, like this is the example of self-love, but in more of creating an environment, because it's like the Gemini air energy, it's the air around us. So Cancers create that safe place for others to feel accepted and loved. And then maybe they can help, you know, light the fire within. But people need to feel safe first to do that. I hope that makes sense. Because on the detriment, if a Cancer knows that they have that kind of influential vibe, they can kind of manipulate others to either be like a source of good energy for them, to boost that like narcissistic my mama vibe, I'm the ish kind of thing, or to really fester that, oh, these people are talking about me, I'm kind of more insecure, I'm gonna go over here and detach like Gemini can. And it's interesting to observe tropical placements of Cancer energy, because the sun is like the embodiment of what Cancer should be and could be, but it's also like the ego's response when they get hurt. So if Cancers don't get their way, you know, they can act out more like an upset teen and walk out of the room, skulk, like ghost you, just cut off conversation in hopes that you'll go knock on their door. And they'll be too proud to come back to you if you walk away after they cut you off, kind of a thing. You know, that Leo pride, the ego. But they'll probably overthink that a lot if it didn't work out in their way, like Gemini can with the Mercury influence. Cancer is technically ruled by the moon, and that's what is commonly referred to as like feminine maternal energy, but it's also right next to its Leo opposite, because it's the sun that rules Leo. And it's an interesting experience to recognize that Cancers have to find that balance within themselves of the whole like masculine and feminine energy. And it's not like an external thing, like a look. It's like what masculine and feminine energies do internally with like emotions and, I guess, manipulation. Because Cancers are cardinal energy, that get it done is commonly associated with a more masculine kind of vibe, and that can kind of be compatible with the more maternal, nurturing vibe, and depending on how one is raised and their beliefs and their own relationship with themselves and their own intimate relationships, it can feel like a tug of war, because do you take the time to acknowledge your own feelings and give yourself that safe space you give to others to thrive? Or do you just like sweep it under the rug or push it down further down the ocean, like drown them out and just do it? And that kind of dual thing also stems from being next to Geminis, the twins, right? The positive and the negative, the good and the bad of every situation. And because they're next to Leos, it's like for themselves. And that's where the real detriment comes, is their own relationship to themselves. Because Cancers are so known to be, well, like most water signs are, they like to pour into others. And unlike the Pisces is more like, let me heal all of you. And they have like the opposite of like, oh, I don't want to really heal myself. Cancers, because next to Leo, is more of a self thing. It's more like Pisces is more of like the others to self. And Cancer is more like self to others. I mean, they're same but different. Because the focus is the lack of focus on themselves and being too hard on themselves and really allowing that Gemini detriment of focusing on the negatives, the fears, and telling that to themselves, their own ego, like they're not worth it, that no one can actually match their capacity to love, that no one will pour into them. It's that belief that they're not good enough, or they're not deserving, they're not worthy of it. When clearly they are, because they do these for others, so you should hope that it gets reflected back onto them. But because that's kind of like the chaos, whirlwind, tsunami within kind of thing, Cancers will also put up walls and try to manipulate situations to avoid, you know, that self. I'm getting hate and loathe, but that's not what I want to say. Like that self-destructive behavior, if, you know, they haven't understood that external validation is only for a short period. Like, it, to me, external validation is kind of like seeking a high. Like, if you've ever done drugs, if not, a high is something that, you know, makes you feel good, but it also goes away. It doesn't last. And the low that comes from it is so low, it hurts. And so most people just keep chasing this high because it's euphoric. You feel like, wow, amazing. It's different. It's more, it's just like more good vibes than a normal life. And it helps you ignore the pain. But it's because of the avoidance of pain that we as humans, I believe, adopt these toxic behaviors and try to manipulate people and situations into providing certain outcomes. And when those outcomes don't happen because, you know, other people have their choices they make, it gets really dark, and then we put our self-worth on that. So like, if this outcome didn't happen, it's because I'm not worthy kind of vibe. And for me, that kind of stems from my own personal experience, because I realized I had become addicted to healing, to escapism, to manipulating others because I liked to win kind of thing. And that all really came from me not wanting to hurt, because I had never felt deserving. Like, I didn't believe that someone else could think I was deserving to be fully loved on. So I kept choosing people who wouldn't fully love me and give me the affection that I deserve. Because I didn't believe I was worthy of that, that I was deserving of that. Because rejection hurts. But on some level, I had become addicted to pain, especially emotional pain, that I put myself into this cycle where I chose partners I knew wouldn't love me the way I needed and wanted to be loved, because I didn't think I was deserving of that love. So I made choices that reflected the belief I had for myself. Even if I had other options and I was shown like, oh, wow, this person, you know, I could be happy. They provide X, Y, and Z. This one's offering. And I was like, no, I'm going to choose this one. I'm going to choose desire. I'm going to choose, you know, the want to conquer, because I really didn't think that I could be, should be, would be loved like that. And I don't know if that had come from like a childhood experience where someone had said no to me once and that just like got stuck as a pillar in my brain, or if it's like residual from other past lives, or if it's an ancestral trait, or if it's even something that society had programmed into my brain, or Z, all of the above, because, you know, one frequency, one little seed can just have the capacity to grow. Like, it doesn't have to be the same exact frequency. Like, if you think of music and chords, like, one note can be a part of a whole song, can be a part of a chord, can be a part of this whole thing, but all it takes is one note to create this whole masterpiece. And sometimes the masterpiece is wonderful and pure, and sometimes it's not. And I've come to realize that intentions are everything. And so for Cancers to get out of their detriment, they need to understand that pure intentions are everything. And it's not pure when you're trying to manipulate out of frustration, out of revenge, out of hurt. It's pure when you've really done the time and the work and the effort and the continued practice of staying soft and not being shameful of your past. And that's hard. And it hurts because you've been hurt. And it hurts because you avoided it more. So now it just feels worse. And our bodies, our vessels are so amazing to me because they have these means of telling us we're not okay. And it's through this pain. And the avoidance of it becomes addicting. The feeling of it becomes addicting. And it's all, you know, because this belief that we're not worth it. And it's time to start believing we are. And it's time to give ourselves the time to recognize that we are. And Cancers are really good at externally providing those circumstances for others, but have a hard time taking the time to provide that for themselves. And I really think it's important, just because of my own personal experience and how much I've learned and do for myself, and just feeling the benefits emotionally, internally, physically, and then externally too, that comes from putting in the effort, giving myself love, crying, giving myself a hug, being proud of myself, being sad at myself, with myself, being mad at myself, forgiving myself. and just being amazed at the whole process. And even not even shaming myself for being manipulative, but understanding why I had become so manipulative. And then recognizing my power of manipulation and choosing to not do it anymore. Choosing to manipulate a different scenario to stop manipulating because I trust I will be taken care of. I honestly think my manipulation kind of stemmed from my need for control. And because letting go means fully surrendering, and that's still something I'm working on. That's something Cancers should do for themselves too. They are water signs. They should go with the flow. They are initiators and they can start new things. But they also have to let it go. That's what keeps popping on my head, like that Frozen song. It's not my favorite song, not my favorite movie, but it's what I heard. Let it go, go with the flow, and just love yourself, but really love yourself so that you can really love and appreciate others, and it's not for what they can do for you or because you're like, I did this for you, now it's your turn to do this for me. It's because you wanted to. It's because it was a genuine exchange, because you're just choosing to be a kind person. And that's all I'm going to say for now. I hope some of this resonated and that you'll join me next time for The Detriment of Leo. It's me, Astro Honey, signing out and saying thank you for giving me time and your energy. And I just really appreciate you. Thank you for existing. Ta-ta for now. Bye.